All right, got the beeper there from National Institute Standards and all that good stuff. QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL of 1. This net, Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. Repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. For more information on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, go to www.bbarc.org. That's bbarc.org. A lot of good information there. We've got a little redesign going on our website. And also we have a Facebook page. Facebook page is K6BB, Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. It's K6BB, Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communication. But before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q. All right, a couple of announcements here. Of course, one is that Mike WB6CLZ has off and wandering the great world. Is not going to be with us on Tech Tuesday here, but that's okay. We can still proceed, and we want to thank him for all the time and help he's put in over the last 3 years plus. Also, in the local area here of Big Bear, we have the Snowshoe the Bear. May even have snow for it. Looks like we're getting some weather coming in. That'll be on February 22nd. More information on that as that transpires. If you're an ECS member, please get a hold of somebody if you want to help with that event. And all be good. That's February 22nd, Saturday. All right, anyway, I'm going to kind of freelance here with Tech Tuesday. We always try to pull great topics from one of the recent QSTs and kind of elaborate on that. And if you're not getting a QST, it means you're probably not a member of the ARRL, and you might want to think about it. Pretty good for $39 a year. The magazine alone is worth it, and a lot of other benefits too. All right, but before we get started there, we've got a roster here of our members that are out there just about every week. I see we have quite a few here on Echolink. So let's get the Echolink ones out of here first, as it does take a little response time there. And I'll start with W6POO, Chip.
Hey, Tom and Annette, this is W6POO, Whiskey 6, Papa Oscar Oscar. No traffic, but looking forward to tonight's Tech Tuesday. Back to you, Tom, W6POO.
Well, okay, Chip, good to hear you out there, and not sure where you're out there. Sounds like you're in a gymnasium or a tunnel, but that's okay. Great sound effects there. I also have here a KC2Y Yankee Golf Hotel. Glenn, glad you could join us. Any words for the net? Not hearing anything out there.
Good evening, everybody. KC2YGH checking in from Wayne County, New York, where we're supposed to have 13 inches of snow by daybreak, with it continuing all throughout the day. So if you guys still need snow during Big Bear for your event this weekend or in the coming weeks, I'm sure we'd be more than happy to throw some snow your way. Hi. And with that, I'll throw it back to Ned. This is Kilo Charlie 2, Yankee Golf Hotel.
All right, Glenn, thanks for that great information from New York. I think we've had you out here before. Yeah, I don't know. Just we got to figure out who's going to pay the shipping, that's all. All right, also this evening, I have a Kilo 1 Nevada Juliet Victor. Ron, glad to have you with us this evening on Echolink. Any words for the net?
Yes, good evening. This is K1NJV in Iran in South Florida. Just glad to join the net this evening. I look forward to listening and just following through with you. Thank you very much for inviting me, and I look forward to this net with you. K1NJV in South Florida.
Well, Ron, thanks for joining us from South Florida there. Hopefully it's a little bit warmer than they're having up there in New York. Glad you could join us, and anytime, every Tuesday, right here, if you're not doing anything, hey, come on in through Echolink, perfectly fine. Also, one more person I have here is Kilo Delta 4, Echo Whiskey Charlie, Frank, out there listening in this evening. Frank, glad to have you with us. Any words for the net?
KD4EWC. I'm located in Riverside, and was kind of tuning around the band here a little bit, and located you guys, and I appreciate you letting me in, and I'll be on the side listening to the operation. God bless all of you. This is KD4EWC Riverside.
All right, glad to have you out there. And let's see, oop, I think we lost him there. Oh, there he is back, okay. Frank, glad you could join us. And of course, this is an open net. It's always open to anybody out there. Comments, questions, suggestions, and participation. All right, let's get our roster out of the way here. And let's see here. Going to start out this evening, which top of my list has moved down a little bit here. KJ6FIL Mike in Redlands.
Good evening, all. Heck, how did I get on top of it? Okay, everybody have a good evening. KJ6FIL.
Mike, that's because I forgot George, and I'm sorry, George, if you're out there. And glad to have you back from Portside. How about KA6CIA George in Lucerne Valley?
Good evening, Tom. Thanks for picking me up. KA6CIA.
Good to have you out there, George. Hopefully the weather is pretty nice down there for you. All right, next I have WA6ITC Rod in Lake Williams.
Yep, Lake Williams, WA6ITC.
And good evening there, Rod. By the way, I got all that paperwork back into Alaska, and all is well. So, anyway, there we go. We're all set. Next on my list is KJ6KDL Jim and KJ6KDK Rosemary in Sugarloaf.
Go ahead. KJ6KDK here.
And KJ6KDL, for those of you on Echolink who are first-time listeners, I do record these audio sessions. You can find them on my personal website. Write this down. It's my initials and my last name, jclloyd.com. And that's Juliet Charlie Lima Lima Oscar Yankee Delta.com. Click on the ham radio link, and you will see a Tech Tuesday audio link. Bring that up and bookmark it. That's it. Back to net control.
And I might add there, for Jim's sake, I believe these go all the way back to, 3-plus years ago. Missing a few in there, but not many. And Jim records these digitally, and then they're out there posted. So anyway, incredible, and a lot of them run an hour and sometimes a lot more. Alrighty, let's see here. Going on down the list, I have KI6IQA Kelly, Shea Meadows. There's our Echolink ID, and I don't hear Kelly out there this evening. How about K9AOG Stephen in Long Beach? Now here's Stephen out there, and I know this guy's there. K6GVL Ron in Green Valley.
Good evening, Tom and the Net. This is Ron, K6GVL from Green Valley Lake.
And good evening there, Ron, and thanks for kind of assisting with the co-host duties this evening. Appreciate that. All right, next I have AD6PL, Harold in Riverside.
KD6 action.
All right, not hearing Harold out there. There's another station in there. Go ahead. Anyway, don't hear Harold out there this evening. We'll move ahead to K6LCS, Clint in Mariola. Don't hear Clint out there this evening. How about KJ6PYV? David, are you out there?
Good evening, Tom Lynette, KJ6PYV, checking in from Sugarloaf.
And thanks, David. Appreciate you being out there and all the help you do for us here. All right, and my list here, I have K6YNW, Chris, Lower Desert.
Look, you can hear me, K6YNW.
Got you in there, Chris. A little sizzle in the background. Nothing bad, though. Good audio. Moving on down to KD6LAN Bill in Boulder Bay.
Yeah, KD6LAN in Boulder Bay, and we'll have some questions when we have time. KD6LAN.
Very good, Bill. Appreciate you being out there and checking in. Let's see. Next, I have KJ6QYN, Shelley in Apple Valley. Not hearing Shelley out there this evening. Moving on here to page 2. Let's see here. How about AE6CK, Victor, Santa Fe Springs?
Evening, Tom and the Net. Victor, Santa Fe Springs. And I am wondering how much snow did we get in the last few days. Mike, to you.
Victor, I'm sorry to say that we didn't get any. Which, for my project outside, that's great. And that's okay, though. They're making snow, though. It's been cold enough for that. So the resorts are doing a lot better. Not a problem. And if you're going to be around, I want to talk to you about that new radio you got. And we'll chat that up. Anyway, I thought I saw him here on Echolink, but don't see him now. How about KA6ROD, Rod, Moonridge? Had him on there earlier. I think he was on the Echolink, but I don't see him now. All right, how about W6JET, Rob? We're going to have to send a search party out there to Temple City, see if we can find him. KJ6RAY, Ray, are you out there mobile?
Good evening, Tom and Zed. KJ6RAY mobile. Everybody have a safe evening. KJ6RAY back to you there, Tom.
Ray, thanks for checking in out there. And I'm going to get over here to the scribblings of a lot of other people we've added in the last few weeks. And first off, we'll see if we have Bob out there. WA6MQF, Bob, are you out there this evening? All right, don't hear Bob out there. Let's get a couple of these others. I have a KK6FJE. Zach, are you out there from Sugarloaf? Not hearing Zach out there this evening. How about KK6HUB? Bob, are you out there?
I'm out here in Irwin Lake, 32 degrees. Good evening. KK6HEB, happy to be here listening.
Bob, thanks a bunch for joining us. Appreciate that. Glad to have you out there. How about KK6? Charlie, X-ray Foxtrot by the name of Tom. Let's see if he's out there. Not hearing Tom out there. Let's see if we got W2PFA. Art.
Good evening, Tom. It's Art. I was wondering if the rig sounded any better tonight.
Sounds perfectly fine, whatever that little noise was at the beginning that was cutting you out. We didn't even know you were talking, we didn't hear you. Perfectly fine, it's all gone. And thanks for joining us this evening, Art. How about N7WNO, Mike? Not hearing Mike out there. Let's see, I have a K7JMF. John, are you out there? Don't hear John. I have a KGLON. Elise, are you out there? Next on the list, K7FCE. Scott. Next on my list is W6OXA. Omar. Also looking for KC6HKE, Jim. Right, and last but not least, how about W6CYS, John?
W6CYS, we are here.
I knew you would be. All right, and I got a couple more names here. Let's see, I have a KA... 9CQL, Mike. I don't know if that call sign is correct. Let's see if Mike's out there. All right. So anyway, that's pretty much the list of people that sometimes drop in and sometimes are there all the time. Anybody else this evening like to check in as a guest to Tech Tuesday and the group?
K6DOB.
K6DOB, call sign sounds familiar, and your name?
This is Dennis, off-road somewhere southeast of Barstow right now.
Dennis, my old buddy there. How's the off-roading and stuff? Well, we'll get into that later. Glad to hear you out there. Thanks for joining us. Anybody else?
N1ROE.
N1ROE, and your name?
My name is Bud, Bravo Uniform Delta.
Bud, glad to have you out there joining us. Appreciate you listening in this evening. Anybody else? Well, that's a pretty good list, listeners. Glad to have everybody listening in. Thanks for joining us. And like I said, Mike, WB6CLZ, has retired, sold his business. He's going to go out there and enjoy life. So we probably will hear him drop it in from time to time. Anyway, well, what we're going to do is just kind of look through here in the QST issue of February 2014. A lot of cool things here. First thing there, Victor AE6CK, real quick, you got a new radio. Which one of those Kenwoods was that that you just picked up?
S990.
Yep, that's what I thought. I saw that, and it's on the back of the page of the QST February issue, and there it is. Beautiful radio. How do you like that so far?
I like very much.
Well, when you get tired of it and you just looks like you just want to get rid of it, you just throw that thing my way and I'll make sure it gets taken care of. Hi, hi. Well, thanks, Victor. And that's, yeah, looks like a very neat radio. And just for those who would like to know, there is a review of the Kenwood TS-990S HF and 6 meter transceiver. Beautiful radio. It's in the February issue here, so maybe we'll look at that a little bit later on. Well, anyway, Ron, W6GVL out there. The QST for this month, if you have that, there's a lot of really cool things here. And I've noticed lately in the last few years that QST magazine really leaning a lot towards the do-it-yourselfer, people that like to build stuff, and they got a lot of cool stuff here. Ron, as your experience goes, have you ever been a do-it-yourselfer, or are you basically just a hands-on-the-mic guy?
Mostly hands on the mic, you know, do it yourself, run the coax, put up an antenna, install the radio in the vehicle, and help other people with my limited knowledge, which is sometimes more than theirs, but it makes me look smart, but I'm really not that good. But yeah, mostly hands on the mic kind of guy. Back to you, Tom, K6GVL.
That's perfectly fine. We are ham radio operators, hence the name, and there's nothing wrong with that, of course. A lot of these do-it-yourself projects, if you like to build things, though, pretty cool, and you'll find that a lot of these articles, number one, there's more information online through the ARRL website, and a lot of them have prefabricated circuit boards that can be had for a price. And that's pretty much a very cool thing. And a lot of these do-it-yourself projects, I see very few on the surface mount, mainly because those little parts are too hard to see. Okay, very nice to use. They're really great for a lot of stuff, but a lot of this stuff is built with parts that we can physically pick up with our hands and see them too, and without about 10 power magnification. So all very good. Anyway, I think what we're going to do here first is we will go over here and look at this review of the Kenwood 990S. And Victor, if you're still out there, how long have you had it, and did you trade that for something, or where did you find that? Just get that out of the store.
I got almost 2 months, and I trade the ST9000 for this radio. I had to pay only the taxes. So I think I got a pretty good deal over there.
Yes, indeed. Now, you keep that up here most of the time where I'm at?
It's in a big bed.
Oh, very cool. And while you're down there in Santa Fe Springs and your work QTH, what kind of radio gear do you have there?
I am using a STDX 3000. It is about 1 year old, exactly 1 year old. Rather.
All right, so you got an FT3000 down there. And how's that holding up? You have that. You said that's 1 year old today?
A little more, like I think I bought in the beginning of January, so it's a little more than 1 year older.
All right, well, you're going to be the guy that's going to compare that, and we'll know more as we go along and see how you like the difference between the two. I bet you're going to like that Kenwood better, though. Anyway, well, good deal. Love to have a radio like that. Right now, I'm still limping along here with my 897 Yaesu. And that's okay, though. It has given me no trouble. Actually have owned this for now. Let's see, 2008. Oh, it's got to be going on year number 6. So not too bad. And one of these days, got to get myself a radio like that. However, got to save up some more, all the stuff turning in cans and bottles, I guess. Anyway, very cool. Well, good deal. And like I said, with the hands-on stuff that's coming around, a lot of new things out there. We have modules that Arduino, and we have all these different things that will integrate into a computer environment, which is very cool. Most of us have a computer of some sort. If you don't, sorry to hear that. A lot of laptops can be had out there, too, really cheap. With that said, You know, you can tie this stuff in, and it's really neat. You can simulate with software what it's going to do. You can control stuff with your computer. I mean, I never had toys like this when I was a kid. And with that said, Ron, just as an example, you probably use a computer and all in your work with your training school and all that like that. And you generally probably have a laptop someplace somewhere.
Tom, you couldn't be further more wrong than you can get. I try to do very little on the computer. Computers are, whenever something goes wrong with mine, I have to call my wife or my oldest son up and say, what did I do wrong? What button did I push? Why did it do this? But no, I'm not a computer guy. I've got people in the office that can run computers, and I just ask them, could you do this? And they can get it done, usually. Back to you, Tom, K6GBL.
And KF62 here, Tech Tuesday, and the group every Tuesday that we can. Well, Ron, that's okay. There's a lot of people out there that do not indulge in computer stuff. Unfortunately, I got involved with it way back in 1970 on an old IBM mainframe. Big computers. That's back when they didn't fit in your back pocket. No way was it even going to fit in your room, barely. But yeah, they're neat, and if you can work with them, that's great, and you don't have to, though. Well, anyway, with that said, we're going to flip over here to page 53 in the QST. Let's take a look at that brand-new radio that Victor has. Pretty neat. The Kenwood 990S, TS990S, HF and 6 meter. Kenwood's top-tier transceiver. Let's see, top tier. I guess that means it's the top. Let's see. It looks like it's cranked out about 200 watts. And, you know, it's swallowed up the entire TS-590 for its sub-receiver. Pretty cool. What you see there, too, there's a lot of colorful displays. I like that. And the newer stuff, if you look at your little display screen, and you know, as we all get older, glasses and everything start getting put on when we're reading stuff. The bigger the screen, the better I like it. And Victor, you actually have taken and tied that into a monitor. Does that go through your computer, and that gives you even a bigger screen yet? Go ahead and tell us about that.
Roger, this is AU6K. Yes, I put the external monitor. This radio supply the output for external monitor, but I put only 10 and a half inches actually. Because my setup, as you remember, was not enough room to put a bigger monitor, but the advantage is that the monitor is in the front of my eye, so it's, I can see both way, but it's more comfortable, you know, to using this one. That's one of the reasons why I installed the external monitor. Mike, to you.
You know, and I'm seeing here they've also got a waterfall display and a lot of great features there. Excellent. I'm sure that has all of the digital modes. And do you ever use any of the digital modes at all? And have you ever tried that?
I only receive both PSK and RTTY, but I never transmit. I'm planning to do, but like always, you know, I don't have the time to concentrate. I'm always in rush, but soon I will be able to operate on a digital mode. Rather.
Well, very good. Yeah, time. There's only so many hours in the day, and there never seems to be enough, that's for sure. Days are slipping by. Holy cow, we're already through January this year. But yeah, this is a, like I said, 200 watts, 50 watts AM. Very cool setup. A lot of features, more than I want to mention this evening. But like I say, this is a very in-depth article. I think the people here at QST have definitely, I mean, this is like pages long. So So if you get a chance, see that. And if you're not, then join the ARL, and you can actually view this stuff online through their, you don't have to get the magazine sent to you, you can actually view it online. So anyway, or just Google up the Kenwood TS990S, probably get all the good stuff there. Anyway, that's all pretty good. And like I say, we're going to check out a lot of these features here that we have. We never, ever run out of information with the QSTs. That's a good part. We always end up with not having enough months. So anyway, there's an article here. Good. A lot of these little cool things here, too, are basically month to month, the same guy, little thing here. This one here is The Doctor Is In, and his article is from Joel Hallis, call sign W1ZR, and of course you can email him at W1ZR@ARRL.org. He's got a lot of good articles here on this month, and one of them is having a UPS between your generator and sensitive equipment. And you know what, Ron, off your head, you already got a generator, and it's going to power up your equipment when the power goes down. Why would you want that UPS in there? That any thoughts on that? And then if not, send it back.
Well, usually power transfer isn't instantaneous, and also you can get spikes in your voltage and current. So I would imagine the UPS would kind of attenuate those and give you a continuous power to your sensitive equipment. And back to you, Tom.
You know, that's a very good point there. I know that years ago, anybody who remembers Security Pacific Bank, which was gobbled up by B of A, I mean they merged, sorry, years ago, worked in a building where they had sensitive data equipment, and they actually had batteries that would run like a UPS for the entire building. It's a 14-story building, and it would carry that little instantaneous moment between the power outage and their diesel generators. They were diesel generators that would come online, and that would only be a few seconds until they stabilized. So very cool. But like, you know what, like you said, it covers that moment in there, but it also gives you kind of like a smoothing effect of some of the noise you're going to get off of your, you know, off your generators. Unless you've got one of those newfangled generators that has that built right in, and that's cool too. So anyway, that's a neat thing. This is just typical of countless articles in here. People that write in have questions. Anyway, let's check this over here, Hands On Radio. Let me reset here for a second. Hands On Radio, article by H. Ward Silver, call sign N0 Alpha X-ray. And of course, you can get an email off to him through their call sign at ARRL.org. Ward basically has this every month. And it goes on month after month. Right now, this one is listed as experiment number 133. You go back through here, everyone, very cool, kind of like a little hands-on thing. This one is about the extended double ZEP antenna. Anybody out there that knows what an extended double ZEP antenna is, and any information before we go ahead, and please come back.
This is K6GBL. I got a question on the 990S.
Yes, go ahead, on the 990S.
Do you have any idea how many dollars that is going to cost to buy?
Well, yes, I do, as a matter of fact, so hold on to your britches there. I had that right here in front of me here just a second ago. Here we go. List price, and I'm not sure what that includes, because there's always a few extra things that you can order with this, is approximately $7.99. $79.99, almost $8,000, just under that.
That's more than I got in my pocketbook right now. I think I'll wait for Santa Claus or maybe the Tooth Fairy. Back to you, K6GVL.
Yes, indeed, and I agree with you. Well, anyway, yeah, it's a good radio, definitely worth the money, but it is a lot of money. All right, well, I think a lot of us out there have had a wire antenna up in the air. They're really cool, number one. They're very inexpensive. If you can build one, great. It's simply a chunk of wire and cut the right length and a feed line coming in. That's greatly simplified. But anyway, a half-wave dipole has generally ruled the world. I know people that have hit, my gosh, halfway around the world or more, and all with that, very simple antenna. Well, anyway, the double zip antenna. Let's just look at this and where it gets that name, and let me reset. Anyway, the Zep it was named after the Zeppelin airship, I guess. I guess it got named after that later. But anyway, essentially what we have is a long wire that is end fed. And of course up there at the top, we have a half wave, basically, well, you know what this is saying about half wave antenna, a wire going off. The twin lead goes up to the top, one just pretty much goes nowhere. The other one goes to the end of this half wave. They used to call this, or they named it after the Zeppelin antenna because the old Zeppelins would have a big long wire trailing behind them for radio. And of course, end fed, and that's how they got the name. Anyway, let me reset. Anyway, yeah, and somebody thought, well, you know what, we have two wires going up, and we have one end feeding one halfway in one direction, so they did the what if, anyway, and put another half wave out on the other way, and basically now, with the way it's fed, and if you feed it properly, you get not quite, but very close to double the gain over a half wave dipole. So if you have the property or the real estate, keep in mind if you're working 20 meters, 15 meters, not too bad. You get the 40 meter and 75 meter band, but you better have a chunk of land. I do know somebody who put one up. They operate very awesome. And the what they call extended is actually, instead of using half waves, they actually use a 5/8 wave on each side. And we'll get in that just a second. Let me reset. Say, why do we want to go with a half wave on each leg a 5/8 wave instead of a half wave? Well, that gives you that little bit of separation in there to get the phasing back in line a lot better. If you go to look at a matchup, probably not going to match up too well, so a little tuner action would be good. But if you want, like I say, this is on page 66 of the February QST. Very good article here, explains how they work. Little Smith chart here of what's going on. Good tool pager. And like I said, if you have room, even if you're going to work 20 meters, what you get is you get close to double the gain. So if you're running 100 watts, you're going to double your ERP by going from just a regular dipole end fed to a double extended zip. Any questions on that so far out there? We'll hand it out to the group from KF6Q, Tech Tuesday in the group. All right. Well, anyway, that is just another cool article here. And each month, next month, he'll have experiment number 134, and the next one will be experiment 135. And one good thing about Ward there, he always explains everything in here, very simple terms, tells you what's going on. And like I said, if you are not a member of the ARRL and you join, but you say, oh man, there's got to be some cool articles, you go online to the ARRL site, you can go all the way back to 1915, the first issue, and read them online. every single one that was ever done. Very cool. Some of those old ones, very neat stuff. Look at the ads in the magazine. That's what the amazing part is. Well, anyway, we're going to probably close Tech Tuesday. We got like just a couple articles here we've looked at. All very good stuff. A lot more in here, of course, and we'll go on with that next week. But before we do that, I'd like to ask if there are any other general questions out there. So please come back to KF62, Tech Tuesday in the group.
Dirty Bell and work on this antenna. This is K6GBL.
Oh, okay. I did have somebody under you there, and we'll get back to him in just a second. Dirty Ballon, Ugly Ballon, or something like that. Yeah, you can put one of them down at the bottom and actually run the twin lead up or put that up at the top. There's a lot of different ways to feed that, and like I said, at this point, a lot of what they have in here is fed with twin lead, but then again, too, you know, if you've got coax, you want to put that ballon up there. It actually would work pretty good. And exactly if you want to put a piece of twin lead in between. There's a lot of little tuning tricks, Ron, but yeah, that's pretty cool. We can probably discuss that at our next event. Back to you real quick there, Ron.
That answers my question, Tom. At the person who I interrupted, K6GBL.
Okay, and I just want to mention that we have KE6 PLA. Edgar has joined us out there in Echo Link. Glad to have you out there, Edgar. And anybody else out there, I think we had a station trying to get in there. Please try one more time.
KJ6 KDL.
Yes, Jim, go ahead.
Okay, this is a 3-in-1. I'll go quick. For those of you who have the February ARRL, check out page 9. There's a really nice article from the CEO talking about the Centennial. They've been in business printing magazines since 1914. Great little article from K1ZZ about their observation of the history of amateur radio. On the UPS story, these days, look for the letters AVR for automatic voltage regulation to get that voltage regulation. If you don't, you may not get the clean signal that you're thinking you're going to get. Very good for the cheaper generators that do not generate true sine wave. A lot of these AVR UPSs are true sine wave class, and they will clean up your power tremendously, as well as filling in for those gaps when the power does drop and the generator is trying to start. And on that Kenwood TF990F, I downloaded the 16 meg manual and took a quick look through it. A lot of stuff in there. Has 5 fans to cool it, shows vibration monitoring, has a network port so you can sync up with the nuclear clock, make sure your time is accurate, and communicate with it with remote software from other computers. Pretty cool radio if you can afford it. Back to you.
Great information there, Jim. Yeah, you know, and a lot of that too, the clock syncing, all that good stuff. Some serious contesters, a lot of that stuff becomes very important and right down to the wire. But that's pretty cool. Yeah, for, like I said, for the price, it is a lot of money. Definitely an awesome radio. And we'll get some reports back in as Victor explores that. But yeah, fantastic. And actually, far below that price tag, a lot cheaper, there are still some very good radios out there from Kenwood and Yaesu. The Yaesu FT-2000 is a good radio, also about $2,000. And of course, you know, Elecraft has always been a great radio out there. It comes, actually can come fully assembled or partially as a kit. They're not cheap either. They talk about a very clean signal, but, you know, that's we'll get into them some other time. Anyway, anybody else out there, questions, comments, or suggestions, please come back to KF6Q, Tech Tuesday in the group.
Giant.
there he is. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill, I think you were going to talk about some spurious signals, and I got to tell you, your audio dropped way out, and we could not understand you. You want to try that one more time? Maybe run outside real quick. Or, well, don't run. Just walk.
Okay, well, the TV was off, and I thought that would help, but I can't turn off the lights because I'm not going to sit here in the garage in the dark. Anyway, yeah, if we have time, or maybe we can set it up for another Tech Tuesday, talk about some spurious signals. KD6LAN.
Actually, we could actually deal with that more in detail next week, if you remind me. Yeah, a lot of this, and if you're out traveling around mobile and you're going through certain areas, you'll come across and get quite a bit of weird noise on one of our ham areas that breaks squelch or whatever. And I got to tell you right now that there's nobody out there. There is no radio police keeping track of that. If it's a real low-key signal, and it's probably only going to transmit out maybe in a half a mile to a mile radius or something like that. So essentially, if it's something that you find out there, you'll get noise from a lot of things that are piggybacking low-power signals on our ham band, especially the 440 band. A lot of stuff there, and essentially, especially towards the lower, the bottom end, I have an inside-outside thermometer, and it's a little radio link, and the little guy outside, and he's on the 440 band. I can hear him. I can tune in. Found the signal, and about every 20 seconds it updates. It's a little burp, and there it is, all done. Not annoying, and if you get more than about a few hundred yards away, it's gone. And they can do that legally. That's all legal. But some of this other stuff that is basically you got to research it, and when you find enough information about it, and you know, you got to get a hold of the right people with that. Generally, you can try going through the ARRL first, through their official observer program, and they could probably direct you to how to get in touch with the FCC. Anyway, Bill, that's it in a nutshell. Anything else we can do for you this evening?
No, we'll talk about it later. Okay, thank you. KD6LAN.
You know, that's, like I said, this is all something that, you know, you're going to find this stuff out there, and yeah, if it's really causing a lot of interference, it is illegal, so we'll have to go there next week, possibly. All right, anybody else out there? Any comments, questions, or suggestions before we close the net? Please call back to KF6Q.
KJ6RAY.
Good evening there, Ray. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess you were talking about the 990S. I have one here. It's with the similar speaker, the SP990. And we have PR781. And I've been using this for a year already. And it's very good. I have also my 5,000 MP beside it. So last Sunday, I was monitoring receiving four bands at the same time. And I used it on the 1010 GSL party last Sunday, which I came out with 169 contacts. It's a very good, very, very good receiver. It has an equalizer built in inside. And I was able to equalize my HAL mic, and I get a lot of good reports. Back to you there, Tom, KJ6RAY.
Well, Ray, I'm jealous. You've got some great equipment there, that's for sure. and contesting another little area we're going to expand into. There is just about a contest every week and on the weekends. A very cool area. Any of you out there that do contesting, of course, we'll hope to have you join in with us on that. And like I said, we'll start out with the most current. Very good. Well, that's a lot of contacts, Ray. That's fantastic. I do know of one other person up here. Hopefully he was able to get on that contest to all his logging software. I rescued his computer. He had a little bit of a problem, nothing major, and it had stopped working on him. And of course, all his logging software was on there. So we got him back up and running, though, before the contest. So, well, good deal. Yes, sounds like it's some good gear there, Ray. Definitely love to hear that stuff out there. Anyway, any other comments or questions or suggestions, please come back to KF62 Tech Tuesday and the group.
CFA?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Art.
Yeah, if anybody's working the W1AW Centennial, the Hawaiian station is on 14240 at this time.
Oh, fantastic. Love that information. And you know what? We'll run around the loop here one more time for comments, and then we'll get out of here for anybody who wants to jump over there. Please come back. Any more questions? All right, well, we're going to call it a wrap. I want to thank everybody out there who has joined us. Really appreciate all the regulars out there coming back every week. Always try to keep something out there interesting. There's always good stuff. Sometimes we just don't have enough time to get into detail with each item, and that's what it's all about. We throw it around the block and run it up the flagpole and just see who else has something to talk about it. All right, QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, Net Control for the Tech Tuesday Net. We'll be closing that this evening at 1900 hours and 51 minutes. Thoroughly want to thank everybody out there who joined us on Echolink, everybody else out there who just joined us right here on the repeater. Glad to have you out there. Please come back again next week, and we'll chat up some more stuff. Thanks again for joining us. This is KF62, and we'll put the repeater back to normal use.